This is listener-supported WRFI Community Radio. I'm Jimmy Jordan. Bite of Ithaca will be returning from June 14th to June 20th. According to WSYR, people can get tapas-sized food bites and $5 sips during those dates at participating restaurants and bars. Patrons can also get a bite passport, which is filled out by visiting the different venues. Those who return the completed passport to one of the participating venues will be eligible for a $100 gift card certificate to one of the restaurants participating. The list of participants and more details can be found at biteofithaca.com. There will be a COVID-19 vaccine pop-up clinic for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine at the Danby Fire Hall on Wednesday, June 16th. The clinic will take place from 4 to 6 p.m. and be for Danby area residents 18 and older. Registration can be made on the Tompkins County Health Department website. The Supreme Court has declined to hear Seneca County's appeal in a tax foreclosure case involving the Cayuga Nation. The Finger Lakes Times reports that this means that Seneca County no longer has a legal path forward. They can't force the Cayuga Nation to pay taxes on land they claim is not part of the federally approved tax-exempt reservation. The case began in 2008 when a group of Cayuga-owned properties stopped paying taxes to Seneca County. The county placed these properties on a foreclosure list, but were sued by the Cayuga, stopping the process. The Cayuga Nation claimed that the properties were encompassed in the Cayuga's historic reservation, outlined in the 1794 Treaty of Canandaigua. Every decision in appeals and federal court for the case up to the Supreme Court favored the Cayugas. Today, sunny and highs in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, a chance of showers and highs in the low 80s. You can listen to this and all of WRFI's news content wherever you get your podcasts. This is WRFI News.